Good morning and welcome back to Dawn Patrol. This is our second ever episode. This is a show for Saturday morning early risers, weekend warriors. We play you Saturday morning wake-up music, and we give you life advice. And by we, I mean me. I'm your host, MK, here on 98.1 KZE. I'll be with you till 7 o'clock. Dawn Patrol is brought to you by Jenkinstown Motors in Highland, New York. Thanks to Jenkinstown Motors for their kind support of this programming. We'll get down to some advice in a moment. We started out the morning with some Hiroshi Sato, Blue and Moody Music, Wendy's version. Get another set in before we get down to the advice questions. Here's one of my favorites from Wild Pink, The Shining But Tropical. We'll be right back. Listening to the Dawn Patrol on 98.1 KZE. That was Mike Snow with The Wave, Wild Pink, indie band from Ireland with The Shining But Tropical. The album was called Billion Little Lights from 2021, and it is one of my favorites. We've got a couple advice questions today, starting out with a quick one. Knock this one out quick. This listener says, Professor MK, what's up with this dark sky business? Is it safe for the environment or another one of those scary conspiracies? I would appreciate your clearing the air. Now, I can't tell if you're kidding, listener. If we're talking about the same dark sky thing, the thing where cities will agree to reduce their light pollution so folks can enjoy the night a little bit more and see the stars, I see no downsides to that. I don't really see what kind of conspiracy that could possibly be. And I also just don't see how it could be bad for the environment. If anything, I imagine it's beneficial to nocturnal animals. So I'm going to say it's fine and enjoy the dark skies. I always do. What's better than being out in the wilderness camping or whatever and looking up and seeing a billion little lights? We'll be back with more Dawn Patrol music after these messages.
Home. It's where we all long to be. The place where all our love and dreams originate. Where we feel safe, comforted, and sustained.
Here at a little shop called Mirabai, that feeling of warmth, strength, and sustenance is our stock in trade. That's why so many people tell us Mirabai just feels like home. We're Jeff and Audrey, owners of Mirabai, and our mission's always been pretty simple. Provide the tools to transform, heal, dream, and grow.
Here at Mirabai, you'll find a lovingly selected array of books devoted to your spiritual journey, along with thoughtfully sourced crystals, tarot decks, journals, jewelry, art supplies, candles, incense, and a host of other inspirations, including private counseling sessions.
So if you haven't yet experienced our unique and uplifting sanctuary, we invite you to pay a visit and discover why seekers, creatives, and free thinkers have called Mirabai home for nearly 40 years.
Mirabai is in the heart of Woodstock at 23 Mill Hill Road. We're open 7 days a week. And if you're further afield, be sure to check out Mirabai.com.
Mirabai, nourishment for mind and spirit.
Dusty Trucks Band, Deuces Wild Tour 2024.
Anyhow, I got a
August 25th, Bethel Woods Center for the Arts, with special guest, Little Feet. And Margo Price. Tickets on sale now at BethelWoodsCenter.org and Ticketmaster.com. Don't miss Tedeschi Trucks Band, Deuces Wild Tour 2024.
Hi, this is Scott from Jenkinstown Motors in New Paltz. You're listening to 98.1 KZE.
It's Dawn Patrol on 98.1 KZE. I'm your host, MK. Dawn Patrol is brought to you by Jenkinstown Motors. Auto repair and maintenance just off Route 9W in Highland. Call Scott, 255-2500. Save 30% off an oil change on the Dollar Saver at WKZE.com. Let's get into some more listener advice. If you want to send me an advice question for future Dawn Patrol episodes, I'd love to take them. MK at WKZE.com. No question too big or too small. Today's question comes from Worried in Hurley. She says, "Dear MK, my husband and I are recently married, September of last year. We were together for 3 years prior to that. We are both in our early 30s. We have a small house in Hurley and both have jobs that we like, or at least we can tolerate. Now that we're married, the next step in our story would be having a child, but that's where my question comes in. Since we got married, my husband has seemed to recede from any of the household chores. He used to cook multiple times a week. If we needed something, he didn't mind stopping at Target or the food store on the way home. If we had friends visiting, especially if they were his friends, he would put in some time to clean the house. Now it's like pulling teeth to get him to do half of what I do. He's been stressed at work, which I sympathize with, but when he gets home, he just wants to sit on the couch and binge TV. For dinner, his go-to response has become, let's just order something. We're still planning on slash trying for a child, but his recent lack of motivation with things has me more than concerned. Thanks for reading. Worried and Hurley." It's a great question. I'm going to think about it. And I'll have some advice for you after this set. Here's Jeb Bush Orchestra, Arnold Palmer on Dawn Patrol.
Thank you.
York City. 'Cause everyone I know left town. That's the place your daily dreams go. Where you can't see the sun go down. Oh, you red up your room. LA County, where the hillside shine like stars, and the people flow like gold dust through the Red Rope District Bar. Oh, you right up your room.
Another late night with you. When I'm home, I obsessively check my phone for a text from you. I know it's 3 a.m. Can I call you again? It's hard to ignore the signs. They're so bright, probably why I've been so blind. Now I see that there's something for you and me in this messy game. So do you wanna play or throw the chance away? I
way, so excuse me for the delay. Now, I can only hope that you don't change your mind, because I wanna leave our footprints in the sands of time. Days brightened by your sweet sounds, and at night we can gently drift on a cloud. But I know that there's so much more I can show if you let me in, so please don't be afraid or let the feelings fade. We have something so intense, not to act really wouldn't make any sense. So I've learned my inaction could make you turn, causing you to fall in someone else's arms. Let that be my alarm. Never thought that I'd see the day when you look at me in that way. So excuse me for the delay. Now, I can only hope that you don't change your mind, because I wanna leave our footprints in the sands of time. How did we manage to get this far? Got us higher than all the stars. Something about it feels so bizarre. But now I can only hope that you don't change your mind, because I wanna leave our footprints in the sands of time.
Control 98.1 KZE. A couple local artists there for you. That was What from New Paul's Sands of Time, from their outstanding album Lavender Lounge. We had Matt Duncan before that. Love Matt Duncan. We heard Beacon. Matt's been a guest here in the Friends Day studio. Jeb Bush Orchestra at the top with Arnold Palmer. It's KZE. It's MK with you. And it's time to get down to some advice. We got a doozy today from Worried and Hurley. Her husband has stopped pulling his weight around the house since they got married, and they're trying to plan a family. She's a little concerned how that's going to go. So I've been thinking about it, Worried and Hurley. And of course, my first question is, have you talked to him about this? Have you gone to him and expressed your concerns and said, hey, man, you know, I'm kind of doing more than my fair share around the house here. And, you know, feels like things have changed since we got married. You know, you don't mention if you had that conversation with him, and if you did, what his answer was. That would, of course, be the first course of action, is to have that conversation with him. Couples therapy could be a really great thing. You know, I think there are a lot of stories of the situation happening, and unfortunately it tends to be gendered in this way, where it's very frequently the male partner who kind of starts phoning it in housework-wise, and, you know, maybe they don't think it's a big deal, but there's something called the mental load, where, you know, it's not just about you having to do all the housework, you know, because they'll often say, oh, well, why didn't you just ask me? Why didn't you say, honey, can you do the dishes? Can you take out the trash? And the answer is the mental load, because I'm not your manager, man, because you are an adult and you can see the dishes need to get done and the trash needs to get taken out. And it's more stressful for me. It's added load for me to have to tell you to do those things like I'm your manager or mommy, neither of which you are, neither of which you want to be. But you do want to be a mother, as you've expressed in your email, and it takes two to parent, as you know. I don't have kids myself, but I know a lot of kids, have a lot of friends with kids, have two little nieces, and I see just how time-consuming and life-consuming it is to have even just one baby. And if you're not fully on board, if your partner is not fully on board and not pulling their weight, then you know, I think you're cruising for a bad situation that you don't want to be in. So think about it a little bit more. Hear another set of music here on Dawn Patrol, 98.1 KZE. If you're out there listening and you'd like me to address your life questions next week, mk@wkze is the email. Here's music from Jhené Aiko featuring Childish Gambino, Bedpiece.
And a little smoke. I didn't mean it means nothing to you. Hands locked on my black couch with nothing to do. Can't stop on cloud 20. Buried in the drugs, but the feels keep coming. Finally stopped crying, but your nose still runny. Hell, wipe it on my shirt. I'm asleep. You tell me that you wanna do it, babe. I love it when you say yes, but writing stories to some other kid. And I wonder why I'm all messed up. Cause we gotta be responsible sometimes. Be a class act, never mind my alumni. I don't wanna be around a baby so dumb high that I don't see the beauty of a mama on inside. Curled up with my head on your chest is the best remedy for the pain and the stress. If the world doesn't change, then we'll never get dressed. It'll be like this to the kiss of the death of my soul. Bowl of the blue dream, no, not a good team. One soul, two halves, no joke, who laughs? Just us.
Just us, just us.
Okay, got this OJ and Jose. Mixed it up with that rosé. We gon' do this our own way, alright. Okay, what is it that you're smoking? Piece it up with this peace and love, and this peace and love like the okay. Yeah, what I am trying.
think it's okay with you.
It's Dawn Patrol on 98.1 KZE. That was the Yoshida Brothers, Overland Blues. Ike Asora before that with the remix of Path of the Wind, which is a Joe Hisaishi tune from My Neighbor Totoro, classic Ghibli film. Jhené Aiko at the top with Childish Gambino, Bed Peace, from the Sail Out record. It's KZE. It's Dawn Patrol. We're talking to Worried and Hurley, whose husband is not pulling his weight around the house. They're planning on having children, and she very wisely is having some concerns about having children with somebody who is acting like a bit of a child himself. And you know what? I think the best advice I can give you, Worried, is speak to him, obviously, and if he is not receptive and if he's not immediately like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, I didn't realize I was being such a lump around the house and making you do everything, then couples counseling. That's the best advice I can give. I love my therapist. There should be no stigma around therapy. Therapy is great. Therapy is helpful for all kinds of things. You know, you married this person. Clearly, you love him. Far be it from me to say, break up with the guy based on an anonymous email. I'm sure he has many wonderful qualities, but certainly before you grow your family, make sure you get this problem figured out, because you deserve an equal partnership, Worried and Hurley. We're back with a little bit more music on Dawn Patrol in just a moment.
Hi, this is Scott from Jenkintown Motors. We are here to provide you with the highest level of safety and quality service with honest and clear communication. I want to personally thank you for choosing us to take care of your automotive needs.
Jenkintown Motors, auto repair and maintenance just off 9W in Highland, New York. Call Scott at 255-2500 and save 30% off an oil change on the Dollar Saver at 981KZE.com.
When you're looking for the best natural food grocer in the Hudson Valley, visit Mother Earth's Storehouse with convenient locations in Pinkston and Saugerties. You'll find the best selection of 100% certified organic produce, bulk items including nuts, berries, grains, beans, pasta, coffees, teas, and spices, and everything you need to look and feel great naturally, from organic body care products to vitamins and supplements. For a healthy and delicious lunch or dinner, visit Mother Earth's Cafe and Deli, where you'll find everything from freshly prepared salads, wraps, soups, and entrees to refreshing smoothies. And don't leave without one of their famous desserts, with a selection of vegan, gluten, allergen, and dairy-free choices. Visit them online for healthy living articles, store flyers, recipes, and a calendar of in-store events. Mother Earth's Storehouse of Kingston and Saugerties. Mother Earth's Storehouse. Healthy living made simple, delicious, and affordable.
Love Mother Earth's Storehouse. It's only natural.
Hi, this is Kirby from Ledgewood Kennel, and you can be sure that when your pets stay with us, we're all listening to 98.1 KZE.
It's Dawn Patrol, 98.1 KZE, Polo and Pan with Nagori and Mars America from New Paltz, New York. Got a few locals in on the show today. That was one called Amber. I'm your host, MK. This has been Dawn Patrol. It's brought to you by Jenkinstown Motors, auto repair and maintenance just off Route 9W in Highland, New York. Call Scott at 255-2500. Save 30% off an oil change on the dollar saver at WKZE.com. If you want me to answer your question next week, drop me an email, mk@wkze.com. And I'm going to leave you on a song that always makes me cry. Talk to you next week. Thank you.
Celebrating musical diversity in the Berkshires, the Litchfield Hills, and the Mid-Hudson Valley, we are 98.1 and 105.9 in Red Hook, WKZE-FM, Salisbury, Red Hook.